Help us to commence by singing hymn number 145. Christ exalted is our song, hymned by all the blood-bought throng. To his throne our shouts shall rise, God with us by sacred ties. Hymn 145.
Thank you. We will read together from God's holy word two psalms this evening. The first, Psalm 34. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And now Psalm 20. The 20th Psalm. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfil all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfil all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us and teach us how to pray. Thou most merciful, kind, and ever gracious Lord God in heaven, we come to the evening time of another Lord's Day. Oh, we do pray, dear Lord, that thou would grant us a special sense of thy presence this evening. Oh, that thou would come and be one in our midst. We pray, Lord, that it may be like those two on the road to Emmaus. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Oh Lord, we do pray for thy gracious help now. As we turn, Lord, to thy word, we pray that thou would open up our understanding and that our hearts may be prepared by thee to receive that word. We plead for faith to be mixed with our hearing. Oh Lord, we plead that thou give us that gift, that faith, Lord, that is so vital. Oh, to have that faith given by God. Oh, do grant it, Lord, we pray, and increase our faith, that our unbelief may be taken away. Lord, we pray that thou come right where we are. Do come leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills, and come right where we are. May we hear the voice of our beloved. And do speak to us, we pray, this night. We plead, be not silent to me. We dread that silence, dear Lord. Oh, how we long to hear something. Oh, but not that silence. Oh, Lord, we pray that there may be, if there are any here feeling to be forsaken or forgotten, have long sought thee, long made their requests known, and yet feel that all is silent. Oh, do come, Lord. May it be that glad hour. May they hear thy voice. May they feel thy presence. May it be certainly, I am with thee. And we pray, Lord, that thou would be with us both now and in all our journey through. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Oh, but we pray for thy abiding presence, that we may know thy help along the way, in all of life's journey, that our feet may be kept on that straight and narrow way. We pray for those, Lord, who we know and love, some seemingly are off, far off, unconcerned. Oh, Lord, we pray they too may be found on that straight and narrow way. Bring them back, Lord, we pray. May each one of us be found in heaven at last. Leave none out, Lord, we pray. Pass none by. Oh, do exercise the souls of one and another here. We pray, Lord, for that quickening spirit. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. O Lord, do then blow, breathe thy spirit into each heart. We pray, Lord, that any false hopes and false religion may be swept away, and all to be found established on that rock, building our hopes of heaven on that one true foundation, the rock Christ Jesus. Oh, keep us, Lord, we pray. Save us from our sins. Leave us not to perish in our sins. Oh, may we not prove to be castaways at last. Oh, but may we be found giving diligence to make our calling and our election sure. Keep us from presumptuous sins. Oh, Lord, do establish us and strengthen and settle us. Oh, may we be led and taught by thy Spirit. May we know the sanctifying effect of the events in our lives. May they be applied to us. May they be used for our real good. Oh, may we be led and taught by thy Spirit. Lord, we pray for each who gather here. Thou knowest the desires of the hearts of each who have come in thy house. We plead, Lord, that there may be some here who have come with that desire, sir, we would see Jesus. Oh, then, Lord, who hear that cry, oh, do grant them their soul's desire. Do reveal thyself this night, the sinner's only hope, that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou wilt smile upon us, shine upon us from on high, pierce the gloom, the clouds, the doubts, and Lord, shine into our hearts, give light and liberty and life. And Lord, and may we know thy gracious presence, the Holy Spirit working in our hearts. May there be, Lord, souls born again, quickened, brought out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light. Lord, may seeking souls be blessed this night, and granted their souls' desires, sent on their way rejoicing. And Lord, we pray for any who may be coming this night unconcerned. Oh, may thy word awaken them. Make eternity a tremendous sound to them. May their eyes be opened to see a never-ending eternity, and their unfitness by nature, and oh Lord, their inability to stand at that great day. Oh, to be found convinced of our sins, and do lead us, blessed Spirit, lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner's only hope. Lord, do pardon and forgive our many, many sins. Do lead us to that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. Take each soul, plunge it in, wash us free from every sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, we plead for thy mercy in these things. Deal with us in a familiar way. May we know a father's love. May we know that spirit of adoption in our hearts. May each soul cry out, Abba, Father. O Lord, have mercy. We pray for those unable to be here, who long to but cannot. We think particularly of the brother deacon, Lord, laid aside at this time. Do lay thy healing hand upon him. and strengthen him and be with him. Bring him back amongst the people here, we pray. O Lord, have mercy, and may he feel his heart touched this day. Though unable to meet with the people here, thou art able, Lord, to go right where he is. Do bless him in his soul, we pray. Bless each of thy people, here and where they're found. Some are suffering such hardship. Some have troubling things, hard things, perplexing things. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou would have mercy. And as we think of this evil day in which we live, there's much to cast down, much to discourage. But, oh, Lord, do lift our drooping heads. May we be found looking unto Jesus. Oh, may we be found as pilgrims in this land. May we be found as travellers, seeking no rest, putting down no roots, but on a journey heavenward. Oh, then may we be found leaning upon thee, coming up from the wilderness, leaning on thy breast, and help us in all the untrodden steps of our lives. Hold us fast, keep us near to thee, never leave us nor forsake us, O God of our salvation. For, Lord, it's by thy grace and thy free grace alone. O Lord, how we need thee every moment to watch around about us, to keep the door of our lips, that we may not grieve thee, and to be kept hourly, daily. Lord, as we mingle with the world, we may not be of the world, but we may be those lights shining in a dark world, a right witness. Oh, but Lord, keep the world out from our hearts, out of our churches. Oh, build up that hedge about us. Drive out the buyers and sellers. Oh, Lord, and glorify thyself. Glorify thy great and holy name. Oh, do return, Lord, we pray, with blessings from on high. Visit thy churches, Lord. Oh, may we see thee walking amongst the candlesticks. Oh, we plead, Lord, may we be shown where we've grieved thy spirit, and may we be given grace and humility and a spirit of true confession of sin. Show us where we've erred, and oh, do help us in confessing. Oh, may there be real repentance, a turning unto thee, forsaking our idols. Lord, we pray, do cleanse our hearts. So do fill us with the love of Christ. Pour out thy blessing into each heart. May our hearts be overflowing. May we leave different to how we came. Oh, may something be done. May something remain. Oh, Lord, we pray that there may be some true spiritual profit, prosperity from thy word. There may be that fruit seen. There may be that good seed sown that brings forth fruit to eternal life. So do bless us, we pray, and pardon our many, many sins. Help each in their lives. We think of the young people growing up. We pray for parents and ask wisdom and grace in bringing children up. And Lord, older friends, Lord, we pray for them also. Whatever age or state or case, oh, to feel the Lord himself is with us. So do bless us indeed and pardon our every sin. Pardon all that we ask amiss, as we pray for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 23. A man there is, a real man, with wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hands and feet and side. Hymn number 23.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to the first book of Chronicles, chapter 4, and with the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the 10th verse. The first book of Chronicles, chapter 4, and the 10th verse. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. The first book of Chronicles, chapter 4, and the 10th verse. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. We know very little about this dear man Jabez, and we don't need to know any more than this. What a mercy that the Holy Spirit has left this beautiful prayer on record. For this is the breathings of a living soul. And is your heart moved this evening with the same language as Jabez? Jabez called on the God of Israel. Oh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, and saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." Oh, is that your desire and mine? And in all the many things that you may have in your life, difficulties and troubles and trials, sorrows maybe, hard things, but oh, this is the root and the source of the matter this evening. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Oh, then all that I'm to pass through will be well, because I have the blessing of the Lord upon me. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Jabez is taught here. He breathes his desire to the God of Israel. His heart opened to an understanding that there is help laid upon one that is mighty. There is a God in heaven who hears and answers prayer. And we think of Jacob himself, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. And Jacob, as he leaves his father's house, and he ventures forth, and you remember he falls asleep, doesn't he? And he sees in that vision, in his dream, he sees a ladder, and it's a ladder set up on the earth. The top of it reached to heaven. Oh, don't we see a type of Christ there? That way, that joining, a bringing together of heaven and earth, that dazed man, that go-between, between God and man, the reconciler, this glorious mediator, a ladder is set up between earth and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God descending and ascending on it. Oh, that way, all the blessings of the gospel flowing through the Lord Jesus Christ to his sinful people. And in return, their hearts, the praises, the prayers of his dear people ascending through this great mediator. Oh, this man who sits and makes intercession for his people, our great and glorious high priest. And he sees this vision. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And he grants him this beautiful promise. He says, and behold, I am with thee. Behold, I am with thee. And will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Oh, what a blessing, what a promise to a poor trembling sinner. How Jacob needed it, didn't he? How he had to prove that word, I will keep thee. And the Lord kept him. And this dear man Jabez, he prays to the same God in heaven. This God is our God, even to the end. This same God, prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God, whom Jabez makes petition. He calls upon the Lord God of Israel. And this blessing. And how able he is. How able he is. Because you only have to go a few chapters into the Word of God from that moment. And all the many things in Jacob's life that, well, there was troubles, there was difficulties, there was fear, there were things that weren't right. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel. Yeah, to go back to that place where I spoke that word of promise. Back to Bethel, where I met with thee and blessed thee indeed. Go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And Jacob, he says, put away the strange gods. He had to sort his family out. Things weren't right. Oh, but you see, his heart was made soft. His heart was made tender. He was brought back to the Lord. He wanted to know that gracious presence, wanted a token for good, wanted to feel the sense of that promise again in his heart. And he said, let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God. And this is it, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. You see, looking back, he sees the Lord have fulfilled that gracious promise of keeping him in all the way he would go. And he acknowledges it. He says, he kept me. He answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And he builds an altar there. And the Lord speaks to him again. And he says, God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called him Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Oh, this renewing of the sweet promises he was given. Is that your desire this evening? Oh, that the Lord would bless me indeed. Maybe you have felt his touch. Maybe you have felt his power. Maybe you have felt his love in your heart. Oh, but tonight, The dryness, the darkness, the barrenness. It's like a wilderness scene. Where's the fruit? Where's the evidence? Where's the warmth? Where's the life? Oh, Lord, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. I would come even to his seat and order my request before him. Oh, he said, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, I've prayed, I've laid my request down, but he seems to tarry. Well, is there a further conviction of sin? Where have you been? Why the gloom? Why the darkness? The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Ah, but you say this is it this evening. Ah, but my sins, but your sins have separated between you and your God. Oh, Lord, do come then. Blow upon my garden. Oh, I want the cloud to be blotted out. I want it mopped away. I want it removed from this dark, cloudy sky. I want to see the sunshine piercing through. Oh, thou Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings and shine upon me. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Bless me with a sense of my pardon. Bless me, Lord, with a sense that I am numbered amongst thy children. Maybe it's the first time you seeking, longing souls, your desire is, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Ah, I've been given a southland. Give me also springs of water. You're like Caleb's daughter. You see so many, many providential blessings. Thou hast given me a southland. Give me also springs of water. Lord, afford a spring to me. You want the Lord to grant you a springtime in your heart to shine upon you, that these days of barrenness may be over, the winter may be past. The Lord to lead you to the fountain of living water. Oh, that there may be a few like David's mighty men this evening, breaking through and drawing water from the well at Bethlehem. Oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Oh, Lord, thou hast given me many providential things, but and I thank thee, Lord, for it. Oh, it's not from an ungrateful heart, Lord, but this thou knowest. My true desire this evening, oh, that thou bless me indeed. Bless me with a knowledge of thy beloved Son. Bless me with a knowledge of him as my dear Saviour. Bless me with a felt sense of pardoned sin. Bless me, Lord, with a sight of Calvary. Take me to Calvary, lead me to the foot of the cross, and bless me indeed. Oh, for a few precious drops of blood to be sprinkled on my heart, dear Lord. Bless me indeed. Oh, this, Lord, is all my desire. This is life. It's life and death. Lord, I have an eternity before me. Oh, what are all these providential blessings when I come down to die? Lord, it's my soul, my never-dying soul. It's give me Christ or else I die. Oh, Lord, I thank thee for every favour. Oh, but bless me indeed. Oh, grant me this top stone, the assurance, Lord, I so long. Take away those doubts. Bless me. He says, and enlarge my coasts. Oh, you say, I feel no liberty. I'm constrained by sin. I feel hemmed in. I've no liberty. I'm like a prisoner, I'm held captive by Satan. Oh Lord, enlarge my coast. Give me to walk at large. I hear thy children speaking with liberty and a freeness and a boldness. Oh Lord, enlarge my coasts. Give me that space wherein I may roam throughout thy word. Give me liberty in thy word. Enlarge my coasts. I feel so hemmed in. Satan is hedging up my way. I've doubts, I've fears, I've a heart, Lord, that's prone to wander. Oh, to go in and out, like the sheep in Christ's fold, finding pasture. Lord, I look at those sheep going in and out of thy fold. Lord, the watchful shepherd counting them in and counting them out. Oh, may I be found among them. To know the good shepherd, bless me indeed, as a sheep in Christ's fold. Oh, that I may know that liberty to go in and out and find pasture. Oh, but you see, I'm an outer court. I look through. I see the safety of the people of God. I see the liberty they have. Oh, and here am I. Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. Bless me indeed. Draw me to the beloved Son, the friend of sinners, who grants liberty to the captives. Oh, loose my chains. Lord, speak that transporting word. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Remove the grave clothes from my head, that I may see thee without this covering over my eyes. Open my blind eyes, unstop my deaf ears. May I hear that still small voice. You know, that's what's needed, isn't it? The still small voice. It's what drew Elijah out of the cave, wasn't it? Wasn't all that great thunder and earthquake and the fire? It was that still small voice. And then he wraps the mantle around his face and he ventures forth. Oh, you say, ah, bring me out of the cave. Lord, give me that liberty. Speak and let thy servant hear. The psalmist said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. What an encouragement. As David writes these words, you say, may that be my language. May I have a time to look back and be able to say, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Oh, this looking back, they looked unto him, and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. You say, may I taste. Bless me indeed. Bless me with a taste. Oh, to drink. To feed me with that bread of life, dear Lord. Break it and feed it to me. Oh, may I taste redeeming love. It's that, isn't it, this evening? Oh, bless me indeed with the redemption of my soul. To drink from that fountain of living water. To quench that raging thirst. You see, all the inferno and hellfire bearing down on a poor trembling sinner. Lead me to that fountain. Opened for sin and for uncleanness. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Enlarge my heart, dear Lord, that it may swell with thy love. The psalmist who penned the 119th psalm, I feel persuaded with others that it was David. He says, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Oh, that's it, isn't it? I will walk in thy commandments. I will run in thy commands. I will follow thee, Lord. I will take up my cross. I will follow thee. Oh, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Oh, that it may be overflowing with the love of Christ, swollen with the love of Christ, as the Lord pours in, as he leads a poor sinner to Calvary and see their mercy streams in streams of blood. The guilty suffering, the innocent suffering for the guilty receiving oh, life, the innocent, oh, suffering, being put to death, and his death, my life. Oh, how the heart is enlarged with love, how it swells, how it, the sinner's moved to that suffering Lamb of God, all his affections drawn out after him. It's that dying love that draws out from them. This love. We love him because he first loved us, and there's no more sight of love than to see Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory, sunk in shame, that rebels might adore his name. Oh, you say, Lord, bless me indeed with that love that constrains, that love that compels. May I taste the love of a Saviour who never fails, whose love is unchanging, unrelenting toward his people. Oh, to taste it and to handle it. And you'll say, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Oh, he doesn't deal with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. Oh, that thou wouldest enlarge my coast. Oh, create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, we need to be taught to love him. It's not a natural behaviour for a sinner to love the Saviour. It doesn't come naturally to you. It won't come naturally to you. You're dead by nature, dead in trespasses and in sins. How solemn. How solemn it is. Our sad state and condition, that our natural affections are not toward the Saviour, not toward God. Ah, oh, but our feet, our ears are open to the cry of Satan. Our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. And by nature we're lost, ruined, guilty, wretched and undone. Ah, oh, but to have a heart made soft, made tender, to be able to trace out in your little experience this evening the Lord softening your heart, the Lord teaching you to love. Teach me to love thy person, most sweet. Lord, teach me to trust thee more. Teach me to love thee. Oh, you see, we're not born with it. It's a gift of God. It's the grace of God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to give that, to make a living soul, to breathe life into a soul, to quicken him, to bring him out of nature's darkness, to be born again of the Spirit of God. And then the Lord teaches his children to love him. He shows them more and more his love, and it draws forth love from them. as he reveals his kind and gracious hand, as he deals with them not as their sins deserve, as he brings them into spots and places where they're brought to cry upon him, call upon him, and he proves faithful to his word. And he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, he draws out from them love and adoration. And you say, ah, Lord, bless me indeed. May my heart be flowing to thee. May my heart be one of true worship and praise. You can't praise a risen Saviour this evening except the Lord grant you a heart made willing, made soft. Oh, the Lord would draw us to him and draw out of us this true worship. Enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me. Because when the Lord's hand is against us, the difficulty, the trouble, the way of transgressors is hard. But that thy hand might be with me, upholding me, leading me, guiding me. You see, Lord, thou knowest my heart, so prone to wander. Thou knowest, Lord, I'm in a body of sin. And thou knowest, Lord, my state and condition. Thou knowest my heart more than I know myself. Oh, Lord, let thine hand keep me. Keep me. That thou wouldest keep me from evil. You want the Lord to go before you, to remove the temptations. Sleep me not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. We don't want to walk close to the world. We don't want to see how close we dare walk. Oh, Lord, bring me not into these circumstances where my eyes may be drawn away. Oh, leave me not a prey to hell, a prey to Satan, that thy hand might be with me, ordering all my footsteps by thy grace. What thy wisdom sees most fit, oh, surely must be good for me. Oh, we daren't lean to our own understanding. This dear man, he has to leave it all in the Lord's hands, in the hands of the God of Israel, in the hands of that great and almighty God who delivered and brought safely through Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, who brought the children of Israel out of that promised land, out of Egypt, into that promised land, into a land flowing with milk and with honey, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. And my mind goes to those words in Isaiah. We want the Lord to keep us by his hand. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, that's a blessing indeed, isn't it? It's a threefold blessing there this evening. I will strengthen thee. Strength equal to your day. His hand upholding you, strengthening you. Day by day, hour by hour, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. For I know the frailty of your heart. I know the tempter's raging power. He can be touched, our dear Lord Jesus, with the feeling of our infirmities. Oh, what a beautiful word that is, isn't it? What an encouragement then, poor trembling sinner, to come to him this evening. For he can be touched. Even now, As he sits at his father's right hand, he still retains that tender, compassionate heart. His ear is ever attentive to the cries even, and the sighs, and the murmurs. And his eye is open, he sees his people, and when they're too weak and too faint, and too fearful to call on his name, the upward glancing of an eye, he sees it, he reads their hearts. And he sees them when they're bowed down, and when they feel broken, and he sees those contrite hearts. I've heard thy cries, I've seen thy tears. Oh, what a saviour, what a merciful and glorious high priest. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, he won't upbraid you for your weakness. Oh, you can tell him you're fearful, you're faint, tell him your lack of faith. Pour out your hearts before him. Oh, ye people, God is a refuge for us. Oh, what a refuge for weary sinners. What a refuge for tempted, burdened sinners. A refuge for sinners. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, these are not idle words. May the Lord seal them with power into your heart. Oh, you say, I can't face tomorrow. I can't face next week. Maybe it's, oh, I long to walk in his ways, but oh, I can't. I fear the unknown way. I fear that profession. I fear I may make shipwreck. Oh, I can't stand before the people. Oh, I'm such a sinner. How will I endure to the end? Fear not. I am with thee. Oh, what more can he say? What more can he do? That thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. This is an interesting word here, isn't it? That it may not grieve me, not thee, but me. It may not grieve me. Oh, you say that's it, isn't it? Oh, my sins, they grieve me. Why? Why do your sins grieve you? Ah, you've seen, you've had a little of persuasion in your heart, have you, that they were laid on him. And oh, the sins that you go on to commit, maybe it's a long while ago that the Lord granted you that blessing of a felt sense of pardon in your soul. But now it grieves you more. You say, what, all these sins as well? When the Lord Jesus said to that woman in Simon the Pharisee's house, thy sins are forgiven thee. He said unto her, didn't he, thy sins are forgiven thee. Well, it wasn't just to that day. It wasn't from the day of her birth till then. It was from the day of her birth to the day of her death. The day of her death. Oh, but when our heart's made soft, when our heart has a persuasion of the love of Christ, that he shed his precious blood for them, oh, can they sin lightly? Does it not grieve them? For it grieves him and it grieves them. Oh, then, Lord, keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Cause me this time of trouble, cause me this time of felt separation from the love of God. You cannot be separated. Your sins will never separate you. What a mercy. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Oh, the Apostle Paul writes so firmly on that point, nothing shall separate us. Oh, but you say it grieves me that I don't feel his presence day by day. I look back, when was the last time I heard his voice? When was the last time I felt my heart touched? When was the last time, oh, I was moved in sympathy? When was the last time I felt the touch of love divine in my heart? When was the last time that the world dropped all its toys and joys and concerns? And the last time I can truly say for an hour I was lifted above it all. Oh, return. Return, O holy dove, return. Well, the Lord speaks to his dear children, doesn't he? He says, O Israel, return. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, as Jabez did in his prayer here. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord, and say unto him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. And oh, the certainty of it, God granted him that which he requested. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will love them freely. Oh, we struggle, don't we, to contemplate this love, this free and frank forgiveness. But it's that, isn't it? The free and frank forgiveness of sins. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. I will crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. We think then of that beautiful promise that the Lord speaks. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me. Oh, thou knowest the way to bring me back. That's a beautiful hymn, that, isn't it? 1060. And this verse has been on my mind a lot recently. It's the second verse. O Jesus, full of truth and grace, more full of grace than I of sin. You think of that. More full of grace than I of sin. Yet once again I seek thy face. Open thy arms and take me in. All my backslidings freely heal. And love the faithless sinner still. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Oh, you see, you feel cast off, you feel forsaken. Am I really one of his? Surely, all the evidence is stacked against me. And Satan's building it up. Surely, it's all weighing against me. It's all coming down on the side of Satan. He's to triumph at last. I have blotted out as a thick cloud, and that's remembered no more. When a cloud is removed from the sky, when the wind blows and the sun shines, it's removed and you can't see where it once was. And it's gone, vanished. Ah, it's blotted out as a thick cloud. And as a cloud thy sins, return unto me. To whom else can we go, dear Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Return, repenting sinner. Oh, there's room. There's room at the feet of the Lord Jesus for repentant sinners, made willing to return, brought back by his grace, pleading the same pardon and forgiveness, bringing maybe the same sins they felt they've committed again, feeling, oh, once never to have to return, but now, oh, now, what a mercy, this upholding hand, this loving Almighty God will not leave his dear people to utterly fall. He can keep their feet from falling, can keep their feet from slipping, and though David well knew this, didn't he? Oh, he fell and fell far and was swallowed up with that sin. Yet hath he made with me an everlasting covenant. And that everlasting covenant, it sent Nathan the prophet the arrow of conviction, and it woke him out of that sleep of death. And it was life breathed again into his soul. I have sinned against God. The conviction of sin again. Oh, and then Psalm 51. A repentant sinner, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. And he won't. Beloved friends, what a mercy. He will hear the prayer of the destitute. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and hear their prayer. What a mercy, what a blessing. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. What a prayer to venture forward into the coming week. What a prayer for a child of God setting out on pilgrimage. There's everything in it, isn't there? Everything in it. Oh, and what a token this evening. If your heart is going out in prayer with it, what a token. This is the breathings of a living soul. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coasts, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted granted that which he requested. And there's just one more word in closing. Think of those closing words in Jude. But this before, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Parrish will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day, who will also, God willing, administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 850. Ye souls that trust in Christ, rejoice. Your sins are all forgiven. Let every Christian lift his voice and sing the joys of heaven. Hymn 850.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.